Refugee advocates claim asylum seekers on Manus Island have been denied drinking water and warned the move could have fatal consequences. The asylum seekers have been protesting for several days over plans to have them resettled in PNG. Protesters on hunger strike say they want to donate their organs to Australians if they die during the protest. We'll hear from Liam Cochran in a moment. Brazil and the Netherlands have recalled their ambassadors from Indonesia after the execution of two of their citizens for drug trafficking. A local woman and three men from Vietnam, Malawi and Nigeria were also executed by firing squad. Meanwhile, the two Australian ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine remain on death row. Australian golfer Robert Allenby says he's lucky to be alive after allegedly being kidnapped and bashed in Hawaii. Allenby had been at a wine bar in Honolulu before he was knocked unconscious, robbed and dumped in a park 10 kilometres away. Police say Islamist militants have kidnapped at least 60 people in a deadly attack in Cameroon. Boko Haram have been blamed for the attack on the villages in the northern part of the country. Many of those kidnapped are believed to be children. US authorities are investigating a drive-by shooting outside the Delaware home of Vice President Joe Biden. The Secret Service says Mr. Biden and his wife were out for the evening when the incident took place. Authorities are questioning a man over the shooting.